Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 12, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. The association between glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist therapy and outcomes after heart transplant. Glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists demonstrate established survival benefits and cardioprotective effects in patients with diabetes and heart failure. However, the association of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist use with mortality and morbidity, specifically in heart transplant recipients, has not been previously determined. This retrospective study assessed glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist use among adult heart transplant patients from 3 Mayo Clinic sites who survived at least 1 month post-transplantation. Article number 2. Monopolar biphasic focal pulsed field ablation directly at the atrioventricular junction and from within the non-coronary cusp, the PFA conduct study. The PFA conduct study evaluated the application of monopolar biphasic focal pulsed field ablation in proximity to the atrioventricular node and from within the aortic non-coronary cusp. In pig models, direct ablation was performed at the atrioventricular junction in 3 animals, and indirect application occurred from the non-coronary cusp in 5 animals, followed by macroscopic and histological analyses. The investigation further included 5 human patients undergoing a pace and ablate strategy, demonstrating its application in a clinical context. Article number 3. Clinical assessment of sequential slow and ultra-slow thrombolysis approaches for Stuck prosthetic valve thrombosis as a novel dose-adjusted regimen analysis. The multicenter Cassandra study. Thrombolytic therapy utilizing low-dose, slow, and ultra-slow infusions of tissue-type plasminogen activator is an established first-line treatment for prosthetic valve thrombosis. Prosthetic valve thrombosis involving Stuck valves represents a distinct clinical entity that demands tailored management. The multicenter Cassandra study enrolled 52 patients with prosthetic valve thrombosis and Stuck valves to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of sequentially combining different thrombolytic therapy regimens for this specific condition. Article number 4. Neratinib, a clinical drug against breast cancer, protects against vascular inflammation and atherosclerosis. Neratinib, a clinical drug primarily used against breast cancer, provides protection against vascular inflammation and atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis begins with endothelial dysfunction and cholesterol retention, followed by a chronic inflammatory response that current low-density lipoprotein cholesterol-lowering therapies often do not fully address. This drug offers a novel therapeutic approach to mitigate the persistent residual inflammatory risk observed in patients with atherosclerotic cardiovascular diseases. Article number 5. Cardiovascular and kidney events associated with visit-to-visit blood pressure variability among young adults with hypertension. Visit-to-visit blood pressure variability and cumulative blood pressure exposure are associated with increased risks of cardiorenal events. This study specifically investigated these associations in young adults aged 18 to 39 years, diagnosed with stage 1 or stage 2 hypertension. Researchers identified these adults from a large U.S. integrated healthcare system between 2009 and 2019, utilizing the coefficient of variation for blood pressure variability and time-weighted values for cumulative blood pressure exposure. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.